Good morning, everyone. We're talking about the kavana, the concentration, the intent required when reciting Kriya Shema. I mentioned yesterday that there's a difference, according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, between the kavana required for Kriya Shema, and let's say even Shemona Esrei Tefillah, than from regular mitzvot. So regular mitzvot, when you have kavana, what are you thinking? I am doing this mitzvah because Hashem said so. When it comes to objective mitzvot like eating matzah, putting on tefillin, the kavana is, I'm doing this because the Kaddosh Baruch Hu told me to do it. Here, by Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, for example, which they are more subjective mitzvot, the intent is much more crucial. So the difference would be the kavana is not simply I'm doing this because Hashem said so, but I have to have a certain feeling when I do the mitzvot. So the way the Rabbi Soloveitchik clarifies the kavana when we recite the Shema every morning and every evening is he calls Shema, this is taken from an essay in Worship of the Heart, he says that Shema is an intellectual commitment. He says that realizing the Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim, it's both what he calls an intellectual and a volitional gesture. In other words, something both that you think about, and also that it's a matter of free choice, essentially. In other words, you understand, and you understand, I'm sorry, volition means something that you have to do. So you accept it, you understand what you're about to do, and you commit to do it. In other words, he says his knowledge is not simply, what he writes, a formal, dogmatic, soulless, and cold articles of theology or metaphysical speculation. He's just saying it's not simply what you simply, I know this, I'm detached about it. It's not simply an opinion, but he says it must be an immediate awareness, a glowing and vivid experience, something real and dynamic. Now, as you know this, and I have to, it's logical, it's intellectual, but I know it right now. I know this is the truth. In other words, I believe essentially that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvot or his kingship is something which is real. It's b'chol levavcha, right? That's what we say, v'avta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with all your heart. It challenges us to total involvement. So he says that at this stage, it's not about feeling connected. It's not about feeling yet. That's the Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is essentially when we are simply feeling that relationship. Right now, it's simply an intellectual act of knowing and assenting. In other words, right now, what we're doing is, I understand what Kabbalas Olmachu Shemayim entails. I understand what accepting Hashem as my king entails. And I am agreeing to do it. As Rabbi Soloveitchik writes, during Shema, the mind commits the whole self, though the latter has not yet responded. In other words, I commit myself to be Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my king, but to my whole body, and I'm allowing myself to be dedicated, and it's like a pledge of allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I haven't done anything yet. I merely accepted this responsibility. And this is what he writes here. He says, even when the consecration is accomplished with the intellect and the will, right? I understand, and I'm committing my will to do this. There's only a promise of dedication and commitment to do something. I promise I'm going to do in the future, which will only be fully realized in a later phase. In one word, there is at this point consecration, yet not sacrifice. The way he's saying it, it's sort of like, you know, when you bring a korban, when you bring a sacrifice. So there are two stages. The first stage is your mafrish korban. You designate this animal that I'm going to bring this animal to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we are now by Shema. I'm dedicating myself. You know, we're the korban. I'm dedicating myself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the korban, that's not yet until when? Until the Shemoneh Esrei. And he says, if I may draw on the Bible for a parable, I would say that in prayer, we find ourselves placed like Isaac upon the altar with Avram's knife suspended over us. In reading the Shema, by contrast, we are still on Isaac's long journey from Beersheba to Mount Moriah, pledged and consecrated to Hashem. So Shema, we're understanding what we're about to do. We're committing ourselves, but we don't do it yet until we get to the Shemoneh Esrei.